on the way to Pittsburgh, I got bumped to first class. A lot of people did. Apparently, not a lot of booking for first class to go from Newark to Pittsburgh. Surprisingly, on the way back, first class was full. Group one was enormous. On the way there, I was in line to board with group two, and then I got a notification on my phone that my boarding pass had changed, and I looked, and I had been moved to first class, so I switched over to the group one line, which is what it told me to do. So, fine. I get on, and lots of people are getting this. Like, a one woman, as she's boarding the plane, gets the notification. Like, literally, she's stepping on, gets the notification that she's now in first class, and she's with a pretty big group, and they're all excited for it. Like, way to go. And she has the seat next to me. She has the window seat. I'm reviewing my script. Even before takeoff, you know, as people are boarding, I've got my notebook out because I want to make sure I don't use an iPad and start watching a movie, which is my default on a plane. I want to, read this script and start learning the lines. So she looks over and she's like, I'm sorry to bother you, but are you an actor? And I'm not going to get into a whole story. So I just say, yes, which is technically true. And she's like, well, you must sit in first class all the time. So forgive me for finding this very exciting. And all I said was, I'm excited every time I'm in first class too.
Your Daily Lex.
So it was interesting, you know, the day of the shoot that I had for this thing, you know, there was some filming each day, but the main filming day was the first day. And it was very interesting to be in that way, the center of attention. Like, I'm the only person on camera. So all attention is being paid to me. That was a fun, awkward structure to state. But, at first they're like, okay, Lex, you can have this room. You know, we were in a co-working space, but they had, reserved multiple rooms. Like, you can have this room. Now, in every co-working space I've ever been in, it's all glass walls. It's not like it's private, which also made changing very interesting. But they're like, you're going to hang out in this room while we get things set up. And then at one point I check in to see what they're doing. Like, one guy's building a scooter that I had to ride. I did not ride the scooter all that well. They're setting up, you know, all their lights and equipment. They're doing all their things, but they're like, no. And I'm like, hey, do you guys need a hand with anything? They're like, no. You just, you relax. In their mind, I'm the talent. In my mind, I'm Lex Fridman, you know, the real Lex Fridman. And it was just very bizarre. And every once in a while, they'd be like, hey, do you need a break? While we were filming, I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, I said two lines, I can keep going. At some point, they had a stand in for me while they were doing lighting. And I'm like, guys, I'm right here. I can stay. I'm like, no, it's okay. And what I was wondering the whole time was how long it takes for that to stop feeling odd. Because it must, right? If you're a huge actor and this is happening to you all the time, you must get used to it, right? You must not even just get used to it, but I think in many cases, and probably it's problematic and common, you must feel owed it in some way. And certainly I get it. If you're doing a long shoot, if you're, filming a movie, I totally get that giving you downtime while they're setting things up, it makes sense so that you don't have to be there while they're doing lighting tests. And that's why they have stand-ins. I get all that. That makes sense to me. It truly does. But when everybody's kind of waiting on you and you're beck and call, and like, again, they kept asking if I needed a break, did I need a coffee? Did I need a water? Did I need time? I did not get a swelled head because the entire time I was like, this is insane, but it's very easy to understand how people do get swelled heads and how they become not just reliant on it, but, I guess depends on anything, but like expecting it. It was very odd to me. The other stress that I had was, you know, I was reading that script on the plane and I was reading the script in my hotel room, and I hadn't been sent the script initially. I had been sent storyboards that had the script in it, but not the full script for the day of shooting. And then earlier last week I said, hey, can you please send me the script? Which they did. They didn't say, by the way, we're sending you 10 pages, but we only intend to shoot 5 pages. So I didn't know that it was only 10 pages. Now, 10 pages may or may not sound like a lot to you. A 10-page play is short. A 10-page monologue where it's just you talking, because that's what this ad is, that's a lot. And so I was slightly going out of my mind because I didn't really feel like I had enough time to memorize this script, which is why I was looking at it on the plane and in my hotel room. I recorded myself saying all the lines, and I played that recording all night long while I slept the night before the shoot. Then that morning, I was like, yeah, I've been working on it. And they're like, oh, yeah, we should have told you. We're only going to be shooting these 5 pages. I was like, great. I can let go of part of that in my brain. I don't believe, by the way, that listening overnight really helped, but it was at least a security blanket of some kind. I did fine on the memorizing. Memorizing is definitely harder for scripts than it used to be for me. I don't actually think that it's aging exactly. I think it's being out of practice. I think when you do a whole lot of scripted stuff, it gets easier. And then when you don't do it for a long time, which I didn't for many years, you have to rebuild that muscle. That's one of the reasons that I love improv, right? Never have to memorize. But yeah, got it all done. There was only one time where I was like, hey, I'm going to need a couple minutes to look at this before we can film this section. It was a new section that they had provided me a script for that day. So like nobody was concerned or offended. But I was like, I got to look at this for a minute. Then the best thing they could say, which they did say, was, hey, for some of these, we don't care if it's verbatim at all. We think you're funny. Just like get the idea across and make the words your own. Love that. Anyway, that's my chaotic, recorded in multiple chunks episode of Your Daily Lex. You have a wonderful weekend. I insist.
Lex.